Good morning, students. I welcome you to this online teaching. And our subject for this morning is going to be biology. Our topic, we're going to talk on microorganisms around us. My name is Mrs. Ajanode. Before we make full justice to the topic, we want to talk about our learning objective. At the end of this lesson today, students, each and every one of us will be able to one, define microorganism as well as microscope. Two, should be able to list the groups or types of microorganisms. Three, we should be able to state at least two characteristics of each group or types of microorganisms. Let's go to the subheading now, which is the definition of microorganism. Microorganism can be defined as tiny organisms which cannot be seen with the human naked eyes only, but with the aid or help of a microscope. Then what is a microscope? A microscope is a device or an instrument used to view tiny organisms, which is microorganisms. Microorganisms are known commonly as germs or microbes. They are found almost everywhere. They are in the air, water, soil, on surfaces of objects, as well as living organisms, also within living organisms, where they are able to evade living cells. Some cause diseases and they are known as pathogens. Example is what is going on in the world now. Everybody is talking about COVID-19. COVID-19 is a microorganism which can be on surfaces. It can also be in the air. It can also be on our body. And when it gets into the human body, it can cause disease. Why some of these microorganisms can also be beneficial to man. The branch of biology that involves the study of microorganisms is called microbiology. We will now talk about types of microorganisms. Microorganisms are grouped as follows. 1. The viruses. 2. Bacteria. 3. The protozoa. 4. We have the fungi. Not all fungi, some fungi, and as well some algae. We will now take each of them one after the other. We are going to talk about their characteristics, their common, what is peculiar to them. Let's pick the virus. They are the smallest and the simplest types of microorganisms. 2. They have no cell structure. That is, they do not have nucleus, cytoplasm, or cell membrane. These viruses can only be seen with an electron microscope. They cannot even be seen under even a high magnification of light microscope, but they can only be seen with an electron microscope. They can only grow and multiply inside a living cell. That is, reproduction is the only characteristic of living organism possessed by viruses. They could have been called non-living things. Viruses cannot be grown in a culture medium like other microorganisms because they can only grow inside, they can only multiply or grow inside a living cell. What are examples? I've mentioned one example, that is the coronavirus. Two, we now go to the next group of microorganisms, which is the bacteria. Bacteria can be seen with a light microscope. They occur in cluster or colonies. I mean that they come in groups. They have what we call the prokaryotic cell structure. When you talk about the prokaryotic cell structure, you are talking about a cell structure where the nucleus is not enclosed within a membrane. Or you can simply also say that a prokaryotic cell structure can also be called a simple cell structure. We will now talk about types of bacteria. Bacteria can be grouped into two main types. One, based on the use of oxygen for respiration. Two, based on the shape of the bacteria. Based on the use of oxygen, we have three types. Those that use oxygen for respiration are called aerobic bacteria. Those that do not use oxygen for respiration are called anaerobic bacteria. We have a third one that they can live both under aerobic and anaerobic condition, and we call those facultative bacteria. Based on the shape, we have four types of bacteria. They are circular in shape. There are others that are rod-like shape. And there are others that are in their shape, or they are curved in shape. Whereas there are others that are twisted also in shape. We will now go to talk about the protozoa. The protozoa have what we call eukaryotic cell structure, a complex cell structure. There, the cell structure have its nucleus enclosed within a membrane. Some of these protozoa are free living, while others can be parasitic. We have the fungi. When we talk about the fungi as microorganisms, not all fungi are microorganisms. There are some fungi that cannot be seen with the naked eyes. So those ones we call the microorganisms. Fungi, they are the non-green simple plants. They have a complex structure. Some are parasitic, while others are saprophytic. We now come to the last group of microorganisms, which are the algae. The algae are microscopic green plants, which majority of them are found in aquatic environments. We have the blue-green algae. The blue-green algae have the simple cell structure, while the other algae has the complex cell structure. In our next class, we are going to talk about the concept of culturing. we have come to the end of this class.